Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Rex. Yeah.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby.
One more time. Hey! Hey, it's 916 day.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what protocol is. Hey. It's 916 day.
Hey.
It's the Tuesday, September 16th edition of Dealing with KC.
I know what Sacktown brings. When on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound.
It's 916 now.
Look to the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, hey.
Like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now.
916 day, baby. We going two verses. Come on, Young Zell.
That crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just real clear, only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 916 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now.
Shout out to that boy, Young Zell. I remember when Young Zell used to talk to us, man.
Those were the good old days.
Long time ago. Said, Zell, man, you think we could get an intro for the show? That man had it together in like an hour. He was like, man, what do you think about this? Iconic intro now, right?
Right.
This man since then has said he was going to drop a remix, a Light the Beam remix, a longer version of the show intro. Nothing. He just gone. He probably opened for Cardi B in February. Like, right. We don't get to see Young Zell no more. He on Good Day Sacramento. He performing at Sac State.
Yeah, man.
He got these backyard boogies and these mini mansions. Mm.
Just making moves without you.
If y'all can get close enough to Zell, just tell him we said hi, man.
That's it. That's all we said. We just want to say what's up.
That's it. That's
you know what I mean? Because that's all we can do nowadays.
That's it, man. It's 916. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Just for those that don't know in this building, that's what I do.
Yeah, I should state that again. The executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Man, that was rough.
Not of D'Lo and KC. Of ESPN 1320.
Yeah. Hey, Jess, are you going to listen to D'Lo and Casey today? Yeah, I was planning on it.
Probably, it's just clear.
Everyone in this office needs to be aware, if you say something stupid to one of us, it's going on the air.
Facts.
It is absolute show material.
Yeah, that one was tough today.
Yeah, that was...
It started, it said, hey, are you going to be on D'Lo and Casey today? And I kind of just stand there. And then it turns into, oh, are you going to be listening to the guys?
The amount of time that you have been here and the amount of time that person has been here is unacceptable. Like, it's a callback to the young lady who asked me, hey, what do you do here again?
And she had been here for like a month and a half.
And mind you, I don't have an ego. Like, I mean, I do, but like, I get it. Like, no. Your job is to sell my show. You make a living off of knowing what I do and look me dead in the face and said, what do you do here? That means the funny thing about that is not only do you not know ESPN,
Yeah. You
didn't know KSFM.
That wording is so crazy, because it'd be one thing if you weren't familiar with how the show goes, show bits, or anything else like that. But to just not know what the man does is inexcusable.
Oh, I just kind of wander around, you know?
And
it's inexcusable.
The amount of accounts that young lady dropped in the process that our people here today have had to pick up and try to take across the finish line, it speaks to the people who hired her. Like sometimes you can't blame the kid. You have to blame the parent.
That's the Office episode where Michael Scott's leaving and leaves Andy Bernard all his accounts, and he's just losing them all.
That's right. That's all right, buddy. You got it. You got it,
Michael,
buddy.
I don't know what to do. I need help.
Michael, I'm going to lose our biggest account. Yeah. That's real talk.
Oh, boy.
That is real talk, real talk, real talk. Rough night for Geno Smith. That was Jesse hit the text and was like, he thinks he's back on the Jets again. And that's not a stretch, because it certainly wasn't the Seahawks, Geno Smith. I mean, three turnovers, especially ones that careless, is a little uncharacteristic for the way that he's played in recent years. 180 yards, no touchdowns. I don't know. You said it earlier. I understand there's a fine line. But are we giving credit to the Chargers defense for what they did yesterday, or was the Raiders offense just that bad?
I'm going to give credit to the Chargers defense, because they've now done it to a certain degree in two straight weeks to start the season. Been good.
I don't like the Chargers. I know that's a running bit. I want to be more impressed with them than I am. More impressed with Baltimore, who's 1-1.
And that's fair, because Baltimore's a better team, I think. You know what I mean?
That's a bad example.
But the Chargers did what you're supposed to do. There was an inferior team, at least that's the way they would look at it, in front of you. Go handle business. The game was never close.
It wasn't.
You know, and they handled business, and they you know, maybe suffocated them with the defense or with the way they ran the ball. They handled business. They absolutely handled business. On the road, there was energy in Allegiant Stadium for that 1-0 team starting their home schedule.
Yeah.
And they took the air right out of the building with the first play and never let them get it back.
They didn't. Yeah. That was a brutal, brutal, brutal way to start that football game. Absolutely brutal for the Las Vegas Raiders. And, you know, now they sit at 1-1. We looked at that as potentially a chance for them to make a statement, a kind of a stamp of arrival. Because when you look at, if you had the Raiders at 2-0, if you looked at two 2-0 teams in the Raiders and Colts, which one of those two do you think would have been a bigger surprise?
The Colts.
I think so too. But the Raiders in that division, having knocked off the Chargers, that would have gotten a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
That would have gotten a lot of attention.
Absolutely. Definitely would have been a surprise. Like, it may not have been a bigger surprise, but it definitely would have been a shock to a lot of people to start off 2-0. 1-1 is still good for them, though. They've got an opportunity. It's actually, even if Jaden doesn't play, it's a tough situation for them in week three. You've got Commanders team that, whether you have Jaden or not, is coming off the mini bye.
Yeah.
So they've had a little time to lick their wounds and figure out what they're going to do without Eckler there. And you, the Raiders, are going on a short week and going across the country playing a 10 a.m. game. So it's a tough spot for them just in general. And like I said, I'm saying that as if Jaden doesn't play. If Jaden does play, now you got to deal with that as well.
We had Carson in Minnesota. We had Jake Browning in Cincinnati. Who's Jaden's backup?
It's a good question. Let me don't say anything yet, Jesse. If you're looking it up, I feel like I remember seeing this. I'm not gonna get it. I remember seeing this in training.
Oh man,
is it Scoot Huntley?
No.
It's easier than
this.
This
is a throwback. I don't even know if it's easy. It's just kind of, hey, old friend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
Kurt Warner.
Well, Jesus Christ!
close.
No, who is it?
Well, we were talking about his boy earlier. If it's not Jameis, it's who?
If it's not, oh, it's
Wow, really forgotten this guy.
Wow.
Hey, this guy used to be a legend at one point too.
it's not Cam.
No, it's not it? Cam.
Is wow, it Mariota.
Yes, it's Marcus Mariota.
that's how I knew that, because Mariota. Or why he was in my head, the backup, because Mariota was hyping Jaden up last year. Jaden had done
I don't remember seeing Marcus Mariota at all.
Yeah, I think my brain retired him last year.
Yeah, I think so.
Something had happened, and he was just being like the good vet. He was like, yeah, okay. Jaden, this is, and I was like, Mariota's the backup? But I couldn't remember who that player was that I saw as the vet hyping up Jaden Daniels or giving them pointers here and there.
Yeah. Can I tell you one thing I do like about the Raiders, which I think will make this matchup against Washington pretty interesting? You've got to – I don't know what to say about last night's game. I mean, you can't turn the ball over that many times. Like, it's really just kind of that simple. Geno was all over the place. They had opportunities to make up for it, and – saying this with the insiders a few minutes ago, the reason I think they had those opportunities is because of what the defense is doing. Right now, as it stands today, I think the Raiders' offensive line is very, very, very bad. I think the Raiders' defense is good. And I might go a step further if you want to, you know, pull me away from the window. I think the Raiders' defense is actually what's stronger, really good or very good? Very good is stronger,
very
right?
Good is stronger.
So I'm going to go really good. I think the Raiders' defense is really good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it'll make the matchup against potentially a backup quarterback next week really interesting. Their defense, I don't know if they can win games for them, but it can keep them in games. Geno can't give you that. Like there's just no scenario where he can give you that and you win. That defense kept that quarterback kind of in that offense in a position to where if you just got one offensive strike, everything would have changed. Mm-hmm. And they gave up the one big play right before the half, which was, you know, that was turned out to be gutting. But at the time it was like, okay, that's the only play you've given up. If you don't do that again, maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, there were no long sustained drives. There was nothing like that. The defense has something there.
Defense is pretty good. Got some playmakers. Obviously, the ultimate playmaker when you talk about Max Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
My concern with the defense is probably in the secondary. But even then, they competed. They competed out there. And they, like you mentioned, they gave them an opportunity to.
You talking about the cornerbacks and the.
Yeah, just cornerbacks and safeties.
Okay.
You know, just they didn't get destroyed by Herbert, but Herbert.
Not at all.
Herbert, it felt like when Herbert needed to or wanted to make a completion, he had a guy there. Mm. But even then, like you mentioned, they gave them an opportunity. They gave that Raiders offense an opportunity to make that a closer game, to potentially win that game at home. They just weren't able to cash in. They weren't able to take care of the football. But I think the Raiders defense is pretty good. They got some playmakers. They got a feistiness to them.
Jermaine Pratt's really good. You mentioned, obviously, the ultimate playmaker over there at the end. They've got a few guys who I think could do some things. And collectively, I think they play well together. Like they're the complete opposite of that offensive line, which feels like they're lost sometimes. Like that, this defense, I understand the concern in the secondaries, but I feel like this defense kind of plays as a collective.
They do. The offense.
The basketball term of moving on a string.
Yeah, that's a good call, too. The offensive line, I don't think is great, but I lay more blame at Chip Kelly. When you look at the dropbacks, Geno has an opportunity to pass the ball. He's not necessarily always running for his life. They drop back. He's got an opportunity to make some passes. They gave him plenty of time in the pocket to see the field, to make plays last night. Did the same thing in New England. Offensive line-wise, when you talk about run the ball, they're not like top flight or even above average, but the scheme is awful.
Mm.
And it'd be one thing if it was just this Raider situation. Chip Kelly's teams haven't been able to run the ball for a decade.
Mm.
His outlook on offensive football and running the football hasn't worked since LaMichael James. When you talk about the 49ers, mm-hmm. when you talk about UCLA, when you talk about even at Ohio State, when you got into like to the biggest games, it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
And now you get here to Las Vegas, and I remember seeing the story earlier that he wanted to change Jenty's stance coming out of the shotgun. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be primarily under center. But you got to give them those type of looks. And you've got to give the offensive line those type of looks as well. Getting under center, getting those guys going downhill, getting Jenty going downhill. And if this was a one-off, I'd probably put a little bit more blame on the offensive line. But I've seen Chip Kelly's offense for, like I said, a decade plus since LaMichael James not work. And he's at it again. I wouldn't have hired him. I don't know why Pete Carroll hired him as offensive coordinator, especially in the NFL.
Well, especially when you're going to use a top six draft pick.
That point, too.
On a running back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no foresight there. This is something you're going to have to fix sooner rather than later. Because if you get into a situation and we said yesterday, I said yesterday, I think you rocked with this. It wasn't the hottest take in the world. We were talking about Ashton Jeanty, and like there's a possibility, like for the Raiders to truly be successful, he's going to have to get going relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. We said if last night was the game and he could get you 100 on the ground, maybe 120 total. Like I think the Raiders win that game. And you give me that number, I'm instinctively taking a turnover away. Like, you know what I mean? Because you probably controlled the ball more. And you just look at these different things where it's like, it just never happened. There was a few moments. I remember the crowd popping when he hit the little spin move. Mm-hmm. And he only picked up like 7 yards or something like that. But there was that, ooh, there was kind of that moment where you know you have something special. It's like watching a basketball player and they're in the open court and you know they're an exciting dunker. And there's that kind of build to the moment where they accelerate, they get up and they do something with the ball. Or there's that ball handler who you know, he gets one-on-one with a defender and you just sense he can bring them to their ankles and he cuts over and he winds up doing it and the crowd pops. That's what happened with Genty last night at 32 Brews. And it happened once. He was able to kind of get that space that one singular time. And whether it's Chip, Pete, or Tom, or Spy Tech, someone's got to figure this out. Someone's got to figure out if this is, in fact, like if Tom Brady's listening right now and he's like, hey, Gacy's right. This is Chip Kelly problem. They've got to fix this because I don't think you can afford to lose Ashton Gentry's rookie season. Mm-hmm. Like especially with the way this team is built. This team isn't built for like, oh, we're going to grow together and, you know, be something special in 2-3 years. That's not exactly what it is. Like, this team is kind of built to, you know, fight for a playoff spot right now, whether realistic or not. That is kind of what they're built for. They're not built for the long term when your coach is 74 and your quarterback is, I think, in his mid-30s now, mm-hmm. or approaching his mid-30s. So you've got to figure out something quick with that running back. And if that means that Chip has got to go, he's got to go. If it means you need to restructure that offensive line a little bit, you got to restructure that offensive line. But you've got to figure out something to where you're not wasting some of the things that Geno does well. It felt like they, being the Chargers, didn't even game plan for the Raiders' run game yesterday. They got to Geno, and maybe this is, again, maybe I'm just destroying the offensive line too much, but it felt like Geno was constantly under duress last night. And maybe it wasn't, you know, being run out of the pocket and chased all over the place, but it was the pocket collapsing on him to where he's got to make decisions probably a little bit quicker than he wanted to. But I don't know when he made decisions in the long, when he had a ton of time back there. Ball got picked off too, so it just wasn't Geno's night. But there, it feels like everything that could have gone wrong for Las Vegas last night did.
And it's also one of those things where you're going up against maybe one of the best teams in the conference, and they force that on you. You know, the I'm not saying it's necessarily the same caliber team, but Washington's offense looked great in week one going up against that Giants defense. They went up against the Packers defense, did not look as great. You know, you stepped up in class with who you were going up against. And that could have been what happened last night with the Raiders compared to the Patriots in week one going up against a Chargers team that, like I said, might be one of the best teams in football. So, and it could have been a little bit of a litmus test. Like, we're not there yet. We got to grow. We got to get better. We got to work on some things, whether it's Chip, whether it's the offensive line, Geno, Pete Carroll. You know, we're not there yet. But let's get to work in Washington and see if we can start righting those wrongs one game at a time.
Hopefully they can. Hopefully they can. This weekend will certainly be an interesting one, especially if Jaden is out.
I do think the story is we're talking about the Raiders because we focus on the Raiders. Chargers is just way better. The Chargers are just way better than the Raiders. I think they're just way better. The Chargers, they're in the driver's
this
seat.
This isn't power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're not better than the Bills.
Mm-mm.
Not better. Are you thinking about it?
I think they can play with all those teams, like all those championship teams, those contenders. I think they can play with them. That defense, I think, is real. Herbert has looked really good in 2 weeks. And if this is the Herbert you're getting all year long, you're looking at a borderline MVP contender in Herbert. I think the Chargers.
I don't know, Ball.
I think the Chargers are pretty damn good.
I don't like that team. I feel like they. I don't know. I'm not going to praise the Raiders defense and then criticize the Chargers offense after that. I don't think the Chargers offense is what everybody wants it to be. I think they want, maybe you want Justin Herbert to be Joe Burrow. And well, you just said he's an MVP candidate. Burrow, Allen, Lamar, those guys. I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Talented guy.
I don't know.
Talented guy.
No, he absolutely is. Like, he's you know, in that next group of quarterbacks after that, you know, that group. Yeah, he's in that next group of quarterbacks after we, you know, talk about the, I guess it's the big four.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, like, he's there.
Yeah, and with the right weapons and the right coaching,
you can go. I know he's got the coach. Does he have the right weapons?
We'll see. Time will tell. But I think
Keenan Allen been a Charger since 1932.
Yes. But I mean, some of the guys, they're not household names. I'm not overly familiar with them, but they work, and they work with the way Jim Harbaugh's got that team.
I guess that's all that matters. Yeah. I guess that's all that matters.
So I only bring that up.
Buying to your coach.
I only bring that up to say, like, once again, not necessarily saying they're the same type of team, but if the Raiders got beat up by the Bills or Ravens, we'd be like, yeah, you're going up against one of the top teams. I think that's kind of where the Chargers are.
I guess, I don't know. I don't know if both of these things can be true. The Raiders got beat up. I don't feel like they got blown out.
No.
Like, I never, like, it didn't feel like, because we watched it and we sat there and it was palpable with a lot of Raider fans last night at Sky River Casino. Mm-hmm. It did not feel like they were going to win the game. There was a moment during that drive, though, that long drive that resulted in a field goal where I thought, okay, because I was starting to think, I'm going to pack up and, you know, our Sky River people had left, the ESP, like, our, you know, our company people had left, and you know, we were just kind of mingling, and I thought, this doesn't go right. I'm going to start that drive. And that drive kept going and going and going, and I thought, okay, it's a whole new night if they get in the end zone. And they couldn't. So, like, that was the fourth quarter. And it was like, they still, again, I understand. I sat through it. Like, but they had a shot. So I don't feel like they got blown out in this game.
They absolutely didn't get blown out. They
got roughed up.
They're not, I think, this is me, they're just not as good as the Chargers. And I'm not.
They're not. I'm not questioning that at all. They're not.
Yeah. That would be it'd be a shock if they won. It's not a shock that the Chargers won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Someone did get roughed up last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
I was with you.
Oh, okay.
So I was with you the whole time.
Did you watch the games over the weekend?
I was with you the whole time.
Over the weekend? You watched it on Friday.
I watched it on Friday.
But you didn't watch Saturday, Sunday.
I did not.
And you didn't watch yesterday?
Nah.
Okay. We got our answer.
Plus, overreaction Tuesday on the way. Trista Crick, Jason Jones, D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.